أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا سبحانه بل عباد مكرمون لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى وهم من خشيته مشفقون ومن يقل منهم إني إله من دونه فذلك نجزيه جهنم كذلك نجزي الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 26 to 29 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke abundantly in different ways with regards to Allah's Tawheed, Allah's Wahdaniyat, Allah's Oneness. And this was more directed towards the mushrikeen that would ascribe things of no value whatsoever in the eyes of Allah as partners to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Going on in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those that ascribe partners to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or they ascribe a child to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and these that they ascribe a mukramun, maqbool, indallah, accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ, that they have taken and Ar-Rahman and ascribed to Ar-Rahman a child. Subhanahu, Ar-Rahman, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is pure from all blemishes, from all faults. In other words, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it clear. Most of the commentators have stated that here Allah is referring more to the Quraysh of Makkah. However, included in it will be the Nasara and the Yahud. Nasara that took Isa alayhi salam as the son of Allah, and the some of the Yahud that took Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam as the son of Allah. However, more here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the Quraysh of Makkah, some clans that had taken and made the Malaika the daughters of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Bal ibadum mukramun. Allah Ta'ala says the truth, the reality of it is that these are ibad. These are slaves of Allah, mukramun, who have been honored by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when you have a slave cannot be a son. A son cannot be a slave. And hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is clarifying that the two do not come together. It does not make logical sense. And together with that, mukramun, in the eyes of Allah, they are honored. They have been accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. La yasbiqunahu bil qawl. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that the dominant feature of these ibadun mukramun, whether it is the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, whether it is the Malaika, even the pious awliya, there is one dominant feature with regards to them. لا يسبقونه بالقول. They do not precede Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in speech. In other words, they wait for the hukam of Allah, and their honor and respect for Allah Ta'ala is such that if there is a speech that Allah would engage in, then it will be Allah that will be the first to speak. We did in Surah Taha, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala engaged with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, it was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that spoke, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam only spoke after he was spoken to. So this is one common thing about all the ibadun mukramun, their honor and their respect for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wahum bi amrihi ya'malun, and they fulfill the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They practice upon whatever amr, whatever command Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given, and on the other hand, whatever is prohibited, they will abstain from. Then Allah speaks about Himself and Allah says, now who could know these slaves of Allah better than Allah Ta'ala? يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows what lies ahead of them and what is behind them. In other words, Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Whatever their past was, whatever their future will be, whatever their dunya is, whatever their akhirat, whatever their inner be, whatever their outer be, all of that is known to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now how can it be that they are children of Allah, or they are sons or daughters of Allah? وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, when most important to each and every person will be shafa'at and intercession, these angels, these anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, will never intercede in the court of Allah, illa liman irtada, except for that person whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with, in other words, for them to intercede. Wahum min khashyatihi mushfiqoon, and they tremble in awe for Allah, of Allah. They are the slaves of Allah. They are not the children and offspring of Allah. وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي إِلَهٌ مِّنْ دُونِي. And whoever from amongst them says that I am a God, I am a deity besides Allah, فَذَلِكَ نَجْزِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ. Then we will recompense them with Jahannam. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. And that is how we recompense the wrongdoers. It can be a Nabi, it can be an angel. As soon as they claim divinity, then Allah's azab will come upon them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.